Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. And Happy New Year as we go into 2024. We're going to wrap up our series on In Search of Spiritual Maturity, and our focus today will be the need for obedience, the need for obedience. As we wrap up this series, I'd like to do a quick recap as far as spiritual maturity. As we mentioned, spiritual maturity does not depend on how long you've been a Christian, nor how long you have attended a church, how old you are, nor the works that you do in the church. Spiritual maturity is achieved through becoming more like Jesus Christ. After salvation, every Christian begins the process of spiritual growth with the intent to become mature. Christian maturity requires a radical reordering of our priorities, changing from pleasing ourselves to pleasing God and learning to obey Him. And that's what we're focusing on, obeying Him. The key to maturity is consistency in doing those things that bring us closer to God. Some of these practices are referred to as spiritual disciplines and include such things as Bible study and reading and prayer, fellowship, service, and stewardship. However, key to all these includes the factor of obedience and the character of obedience. When we talk about obedience, it's usually in a term in the negative. We talk about disobedience many times rather than obedience. When you think about it, our obedience, if we look at it, and God's faithfulness, when those two are combined, there are great things that we are able to do. Obedience is submission to authority. Is obedience an outcome of our faith walk, or is it the means by which our spiritual maturity is accomplished? As believers, we have committed to the lordship and authority of Jesus Christ. And I didn't really realize that till later in my Christian walk. I had accepted what I call the fire insurance. I took the salvation, but the lordship and authority came later in understanding that it wasn't about accomplishing my goals and objectives, but about what the Lord had planned and His purpose for us. For we are His workmanship, created for good works. How well are we doing? You know, this is always a good time to think about it, especially as we are getting ready for Lenten season in the next month, to talk about obedience and our obedience to God. Accounts of the apostles and other protagonists of faith give evidence that obedience plays a major role in our faith walk. Obedience is a constant theme in the book of Paul, several of his epistles and his letters that he has written as far as it. He speaks of many relationships in which we are asked to offer our obedience. This includes obedience exercised within our family, between a master and his servant, and also within the civil government. In his letters to Christians living in the first century, the Apostle John teaches on identifying genuine faith in Christ, and the test is always linked to obedience. The test is obedience. John also, in his writings, spoke of obedience. 1 John 2, 3-5 says, "Now by this we know that if we keep His commandments, he who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him, by obeying His commandments." The great 17th century English preacher Charles Spurgeon had this to say about obedience. He said, obedience is love is the chief jewel in the bracelet of obedience. Love is the major factor. That obedience is not voluntary, that obedience which is not voluntary is disobedience. I like that. Obedience which is not voluntary is disobedient. For he, the Lord, looks at the heart, and if he sees that we serve him from force and not because we love him, he will reject our offering. And finally, he states, you and I must be willing to do what God tells us, as God tells us, when God tells us, because God tells us, by only strong faith will be equal to such complete obedience. Though these views come at varying times in biblical and church history, their message is the same. Obedience is an expectation of all believers. It's not an option, and it's key to spiritual maturity. Of course, we have the hallmark of obedience as we look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially as he journeyed to the cross. Jesus modeled obedience by his humility, his faithfulness, and his submission to God's will. And it is captured in his various statements throughout the gospel as he looked at the things that God wanted to do. Jesus submitted faithfully to him and committed to the cross. He submitted to the will of God, and he humbled himself by shedding his blood for others. Let us hear from these various readings and teachings in the Bibles the importance of obedience, and make it our point every day to become more obedient to that which God has given us to do. While the world encourages defiance and applauds noncompliance, Jesus offers a different model for living. Through Jesus Christ's obedience 2,000 years earlier, he changed the external outcome to all who obey him. Once destined to an eternity in hell, we now are partakers of eternal life because of our obedience to the Lord and because of his sacrifice to us. As we stated earlier, as we look at spiritual maturity, obedience is a key part of that. It is about setting aside what we think is best for us and following the leading of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Word. That's it for today. Next week, we will start a new series. We invite you back with us. I do invite you today that if you want to begin your journey of obedience and your journey of spiritual maturity, you have to begin by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I don't say have to. It's really a gift of God. His love, his mercy, his grace, that he died on the cross for our sins and we get eternal life in return. And so I invite you today, if you haven't done that, go to our website, itwministries.org, click on the invitation and follow the instructions there. Begin your new year being obedient. Combine God's faithfulness with your obedience and see the great things that he has in store for your life. That's it for today. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you for listening. We look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.